Blog Talk Radio.
Our radio network, D Slate in the building. Another wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us tonight. Again, D Slate is in the building with his beautiful, lovely ladies in the building. Miss Fabulous Ray Cole in the building with me tonight. It's going down on the DL Radio Network on another fabulous, pun intended, Celebrity Thursday. And understand we got a fabulous show tonight. Got a wonderful show. The beautiful Miss Claudette Ortiz will be joining us tonight from the new hit TV series R&B Divas LA. Also former member of the hit group City High. She will be joining us tonight on the show in a little bit. We got some great music from some of your favorite celebs we're going to be bumping tonight. Definitely. And got a lot of things to talk about. Got the fabulous news. But what's going down? You know, D Slate may just go in a little bit tonight. You know, I don't know. We have to blow the dust off of it. Old school double play. Many different things are going down tonight on Celebrity Thursday. So for all the fit-ins, thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out with us tonight. And make sure you keep tuning in to DL Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know what's going to go down. You never know who's going to be on the show. You just have to tune in. Hang out with us and you'll find out. Also, if you have a business, if you have a website, you would like to advertise with us, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Just search the keywords dhourshow. Also, if you are an R&B artist, if you're a hip-hop artist, if you're a poet, comedian, actor or actress, you would like to be interviewed on the DL Radio Network. You want us to play your music, showcase you on our network. All you have to do is email us, dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com. Going down once again, Celebrity Thursday. It's popping tonight, you know. We the over red and box our radio, you know what I'm saying? We keep it popping. All you got to do is bring the butter, the powdered cheese, the caramel, the chocolate, syrup, the ketchup, the hot sauce, whatever you like on yours, you got to bring it yourself. Now, I know what I like. I got it right here with me, so it's all good. Going down tonight, got the lovely Miss Fabulous in the building. Miss Fabulous, what's happening?
Hola, ¿cómo se llama, papi? And the world. I just wanted to say that, right? Power Show Radio Network. Another wonderful Celebrity Thursday. So happy to be here. Hola to the beautiful Mr. Ray Cole in the building. And also to the chief. Yes, hola. And then to the CEO of the D Hour Show Radio Network, Mr. D Slate. So we're going to have a great time on tonight and for the Fab Fabulous
hola,
News. Looking
hola,
forward
you,
to it.
Hola, you beautiful, good looking.
Oh, thank you so very much, so much, so much.
I got the lovely, beautiful Miss Ray Cole in the building. Ray, Ray, what's happening?
Not too much, just chilling, sipping on this gin and juice.
Oh, no, she didn't say it. Oh, she didn't say that. Oh, you better poke me a little bit. You better poke me a little bit.
Well, I'll try to save you a little bit, just a little bit.
Wow.
Well,
she's going to save you a little capful, just a little capful. That day, you know.
I'll save you a whiff of it. Hell yeah, nightcap, yes, yes.
No doubt. That's the ladies in the now, ladies. I know you guys heard. We can discuss it in a little more detail a little later. But I know you guys heard that Miss Paula Deen won her court case. It was I heard a little bit about. It. I heard that one of the deciding factors in the case was the fact that you know the young lady, the young Caucasian lady, was proposing that. Miss Deen was racist, and there was a lot of racial things going on. But I guess one of the factors that you know that they were that they introduced to her was the fact that you're claiming that you know you're claiming racism and racial problems, but you're white yourself.
Wow.
You know, so yeah, so that you know that was one of the problems. With the young lady's case as far as trying to prove that Miss Deen, you know, has some racial issues going on. But I'm pretty sure all her fans were probably happy about that. And I'm not sure how that's going to help her empire and how that's going to help build her back up to where she was before. But I guess, you know, she got to take baby steps. So, you know, like I said, good luck to her. Hopefully this is a learning experience for her, and hopefully she can pull it together. I mean, I don't know. Ms. Fab, what you think?
You know, I want to comment on this to say that, you know, it goes everything from, you know, Zimmerman to Trayvon Martin to OJ to, you know, Paula Deen to them nappy head hoes that was stated by, you know, a commentary, you know, to, you know, Raven Simone coming out to, I mean, it's always going to be an opinion. Opinion are like cell phones for the most part. Everyone has one. Everyone will feel like it's a plain necessity to have one. But what were we doing? What were we doing before they became popular? And I'm talking about cell phones, yes, but I'm talking about opinions. And, you know, you said what you said, and I know what you did last summer. So it's not acceptable. And this has to be a teaching moment to us as African Americans, okay, that we will not allow people to degrade us as a society, as a culture. You know, we have to stop saying things to ourselves because charity starts at home. So reflection, internalized eflection, and if people hear us saying these things to each other, they feel like they can take a stance and move forward and say, hey, I got the ammunition, you got the bullets, let's just shoot it. You know, so I'm tired. I'm offended, and whatever the case may have internally, you know, dealt with, still, we may forgive, but we may never, ever, ever forget.
Absolutely. Ray, what you think?
Well, she'll pretty much think twice before she say anything else.
I would think so.
Yeah, she'll think twice about it. I mean, it was a learning lesson for her. You know, I mean, it almost makes you feel sorry for her. But on the same token, you know, if you speak it out and unfortunately somebody heard it, they had some type of vendetta against you and they let it be known. So hopefully she just learns from her mistakes. Period.
I agree. I definitely agree. I think that like I said, it's a learning experience for her. So good luck to her in the future, and hopefully she can get it back together again. And I know her family and friends are by her side. So, you know, again, like I said, it's a learning experience, and hopefully she can learn from it. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, the Hour Radio Network Celebrity Thursday, D-Slade, Miss Fabulous, Ray Cole in the building. The beautiful Miss Claudette Ortiz is going to be joining us in a few minutes. Right now, we got to get a couple of hits in real quick. When we come back, hopefully we will be getting it in with the R&B diva LA herself, Miss Claudette Ortiz. Right now, we got some music from her hit group, City High, with one of their hit singles, Caramel, featuring Eve, right here on the DIY Radio Network. Let's go.
Let's go.
Body like that.
Yeah, buddy, you better tell me what you want to do right here on the DIY Radio Network Groove Theory. Tell me. Before that was City High featuring Eve with their hit single Caramel. And you know D Slay likes him some caramel. Don't get it twisted. Getting it in for the fit in Celebrity Thursday. D Slay, Miss Fabulous, Ray Cole. You already know how we do it. Playing the hits right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for us to really get it in with you guys and introduce our beautiful guest for tonight from the hit group, City High, with singles like Grammy-nominated singles like What Would You Do? Hit singles like Caramel, Too Wrong, and now a part of TV1's top-rated reality show, R&B Divas LA. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for the beautifully talented R&B diva herself, Miss Claudette Ortiz.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hello, Claudette. How you doing?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, we got to let them clap for you. Absolutely. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. I'm blessed. Thank you for having me tonight on your show. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It is our honor and pleasure to have you on the show with us. So how you doing tonight? What's going on with Claudette tonight?
Oh, man, I'm chilling tonight. I just cooked dinner for my kids. They're relaxing watching TV. I'm trying to make sure they don't bust in the room while I talk to you guys.
Getting a little mommy time. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Now what did you cook them some good, some really good?
Of course. I make the best for my kids, man. Put a lot of love into it.
All right, well, definitely, I know that, you know, all the fans are listening right now, and they're definitely, you know, especially for the new fans that are listening that definitely don't know too much about you, especially know some of the young fans who you know, don't know a lot about, you know, some of the great music that we all know and love. But for the new fans, tell us a little bit of how you got started with City High, how you got started with your music career.
Well, at 14, I had a very good friend, and her father was a part of the Delphonics. I don't know if you remember the Delphonics saying "La La" means "I love you"
absolutely.
Things like that. So I was in a girl group at first, and we used to open up for the Delphonics all over New York City and Philadelphia during the summertime. And then, as I got older, I used to do music with Robbie, and then we met Wycliffe, and we just pretty much wrote and produced songs together, and they thought that we all made a great team, so we kind of put the idea to be a group kind of pushed around, and we had an opportunity on the table for that in particular with Interscope with Jimmy Iovine. And we decided to go ahead, that it was a great opportunity. They had a great budget for it and everything else. It was like a rare opportunity. Back then, getting a deal was a big deal. You know what I mean? They had
banks
back then. So you know, the promotion behind it, the marketing behind the group was there and everything. So it was a great opportunity. And I was 16 when we signed that deal. And we came out when I was 18.
And it was and you guys had some fantastic music. I gotta say that the City High anthem is probably one of my favorites.
Yes.
You know, you guys, you know, that's one of my.
A lot of people never heard that song. It was supposed to be our third single.
I love that song.
It never came out.
I love
Me
that song.
Too.
I love that song. That's one of my favorites from you guys, definitely. Now you also received a Grammy nomination for Best R&B Performance and Duo with your smash hit What Would You Do? What was that like for you guys?
Man, that was very interesting for me because I had no idea that we were on the road. We were working a lot, so we didn't really know if how often our videos were playing. We would hear our, we heard our song once or twice in the car, but for the most part, we didn't really know how successful we were getting or if we were getting successful. So when we were nominated, that was amazing, and it was a blessing. I was very happy about that.
Well, I know that's, you know, getting the Grammy nomination, I know it's definitely, you know, a huge accomplishment and achievement for a lot of artists, you know, and, you know, the Grammys are so huge, you know, so to, you know, to be nominated, you know, for an album or a song, you know, is a huge accomplishment for any artist. So definitely, you know, and you guys deserved it, you know, so definitely congratulations, you know, to you for that. I know
at the time, it was definitely amazing. We were in the lineup with Destiny Child and NSYNC, so we were like, what?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now you're a part of one of TV One's hit series, reality series, R&B Divas LA, and you have fabulous co-stars on that show. We actually had Michelle A and Chante on the show with us here, and we had a wonderful time with them. It's a really great show. Tell us, how did you get started with R&B Divas LA?
Man, the opportunity kind of just fell in my lap. Somebody texted me, one of the executive producers. I still don't know how he got my number to this day. Just texted me. I got a random text from him just as a you know, we were thinking about you. Can we have a conversation about R&B Divas LA? I was like, oh, okay, you know. So I just had a few conversations. I didn't think anything of it, and the more conversations we had, it was more people on the phone, more conference calls, and then they said, we would like you to be a part of the cast. And after some prayer and consulting my friends and family, we decided it would be a great idea. So, and it has been a blessing. And it was an amazing experience, definitely, to meet the ladies and see all the different personalities of these women who I was fans of before, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's and just like, you know, the original, I mean, it's a fantastic show. I love all you guys on the show. You know, we're definitely big fans of all your music, and all the other ladies on the show as well. So I thought that was a fantastic mesh-up with you guys. I definitely got some other great questions for you. I know my co-hosts want to get there at the end. Ms. Fabulous, you have any questions for Claudette?
Yes, I do. First and foremost, I'd like to make a formal public statement. Claudette, I think you're just fabulous, and no pun intended.
Thank you, Ms. Fabulous. Now, that's a compliment coming from Ms. Fabulous herself.
That's right.
Yes. I want to just
thank you so much.
Yes, no, my lady, thank you. You are just so awesome, so spectacular. And, you know, I just want to say that in research, I've been a huge fan of City High, but in particular, you as a solo artist, you're not just a singer, you know, you're a philanthropist, you're an actress. You're a model, you know, you're a Jersey girl. So, you know, with all of that, me being from Boston, I can connect, you know? And
All right.
So, you know, all that you do, and, you know, just not just as a public eye entertainer in the industry, you are a phenomenal mom. You know, your children are your everything. And I want to compliment that, because sometimes, you know, people can get lost in the spotlight and they lose themselves. What shall a person gain if they lose themselves to the world or lose their soul? So, you know, that
Amen.
Balance is very healthy. You know what I mean? And I want to compliment that woman to woman. The other thing, you know, Claudette, is that, you know, I'm a researcher, and every time we have a guest on the show, you know, I make statements in terms of, you know, you're one of my favorite, or I applaud you, you know, things like that. But when I was doing my research, I want to say that I had to stop in my tracks, and I became so emotional about your story. We all have chapters in our lives that sometimes we want to fast forward the pages and get to the end of the story. But, you know, what I've learned was so heartfelt. And yourself and myself, Ms. Fabulous, speaking in third person, and Tyler Perry,
right,
and a couple of other people, have something in common, and it's called homelessness, okay? And I wanted to say you are resilient, Miss Clyde. You are so resilient, so powerful, so positive, and even through all of your trials and tribulations, you know, and jabs and things of that nature, you remain standing. And that is so complimentary for a woman of that magnitude to keep things moving. So you are inspiration not only to, you know, millions and millions of other women, young women, doesn't even matter the age or demographic or political preference. You are phenomenal, and you represent so much more than what you even realize. I mean, you're powerful. I mean, I just cried in my office.
Oh, thank you so much.
That
means everything.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
You
have no idea.
It makes it worth it, you know, the ridicule and scrutiny and lies and rumors and all those things. They can break you down. It can break one down.
And then,
but
and then,
when people like you notice the truth and notice the real, that is makes it worth it. You know what I mean? And if there's somebody I can help, if somebody sends me a message that tells me, you know, this song or that song saved my life, or, you know, then it's like, okay, it's worth it. It kind of gives me a deep breath, and it sheds the heartbreak of the hurts and things like that. So thank you from my heart.
You're welcome. I want to say when that song came out, I was an educator and the, you know, public school system in Norfolk, Virginia, and I had quite a few high school students that were, you know, homeless and going through some changes. And when I conducted various groups, you know, outreach groups, I utilized the song and we broke it down. And I say sometimes lyrics are not just put out there for a beat for us to just recognize and dance or what have you. These lyrics are written because of experiences or, you know, someone's going through or a message needs to be relayed. So on so many different levels, again, I applaud you. I just want to ask, you know, Claudette, where does your inspiration draw from? I know your kids are your everything, but where does your inspiration draw from, not to be of self, but to give back, because you're a phenomenal woman?
Man, it has to be God, because it's just something in my heart. I don't see my point for being in the entertainment industry is not only just because I sing and it's what's in my heart. That is what God put in my heart. But if I can't make a difference of some sort or help someone or anything to that extent, I don't see the point in doing it. I mean, I don't just want to be famous. That's being famous is not what it's all cracked up to be. It's not just to wear things or be on red carpets. That's not what I do it for, you know. I know that there are some people, is, you know, and to each his own. Some people want to be in it because they just want to be recognized or, you know, whatever. My reason is to obviously take care of my children, but if I can do that in other ways. You know, I can take care of my kids. I can go finish school and get a regular job, and I did all of that. You know, I've even was ready to go to the military if I had to. And I can do that, that's fine. But to do this, if it's not some kind of positive outcome to where I can help people by the masses, I don't see the point in being able to reach that many people if I'm not going to do something with it. So that's why, that's what's in my heart. That's why I do it.
Wow. I just want to say this because I know our other co-hosts, and I also know that our boss, Mr. D. Slate, you know, wants to continue the line of questioning, but I am just so, you know, amused, and not necessarily amused in the term of being entertained, but I'm so touched and so moved by, again, your story. You know, it was quoted that, you know, I was a chef in the kitchen. I tried to open up my own business. I had my own catering business. I had my own cleaning business. That's a grind, okay?
Yeah.
You know, to go from making music, you know, and not just demographically within the states, you know, and being heard and winning Emmy Awards and Grammy Awards and things of that nature. You removed the highlights of the famous Claudette Ortiz to actually say, hey, I'm going to do whatever's necessary. And it was also stated that you particularly didn't want to really do reality television because all the negative connotation, but I'm glad you made the decision That's right. This is fourth. Yes. This is the reason why I'm glad you made the decision, because we need more positive women like you to represent that, hey, this is not a culture. This is, can be an edutainment, meaning it could be educational and it could be entertaining.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So for that, publicly,
right.
I thank you so much. I mean, I really do
thank you
from the bottom of my heart.
Man, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that means a lot.
Ray Cole, you have any questions for Claudette?
Of course I do. First, I want to say...
Hey, Ray.
Hey, girl. I want to say that it's awesome speaking with you, because I remember when you guys' album dropped back like in the 2000s. I was in high school, and I used to bump the hell out of it, like you said. Yes, yes, that City High anthem. You sound jealous. Yes, like, I mean, like, I'm telling you,
thank
you, the whole song into what it was. And then the other one, I'm not sure if it was called Ghetto Fairy Tale or The Only One I Trust. Oh, my God. Me and my brother.
Oh, yeah, The Only One I Trust.
Yeah, that was our bonding song. Like, that was, you know, we didn't really get along that much, but when we heard that song, we sat down and we had our moments. Yes. It's awesome speaking with you. I'm sorry. Also, you are a very beautiful woman. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
And, yes, and my friend Christopher Grinston wanted me to tell you that he loved you and that you were very beautiful.
Oh,
but,
thank you, Christopher.
I will let him. He called me earlier and was like, oh, my God, you're going to be speaking. What I like. He rambled for like about 15 minutes. But to get to the questions... Okay, this one's about the R&B divas. Who are you the closest to on the show, and why do you think that they're the closest to you?
I'm sorry, I couldn't.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't hear you clearly.
On the show, R&B divas, LA, who are you the closest to, and why do you feel that they are the closest to you?
You know what? Everybody asked me that. It's hard to say. I guess I would say I've had more a long time with Shantae Moore. So I would say Shantae, but I'm close to all the ladies. They're all amazing women, and if I had to choose someone, I would say Shantae. She's been kind of very much like a big sister type of, you know, she gives me advice and things like that, and we have our little laughs, and Lumo as well. I spent more time with them, but all of them are great, and I enjoy all of them.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No doubt. Now, with that being said, Claudia, I know that, you know, you were also, you were featured in Maxim 100's magazine for, you know, as the R&B sex symbol, as well as Complex further acknowledged you as one of 10 sexy R&B singers who should make a comeback. Now, how I knew that about, you know, the Maxim 100, I mean, you know, I don't know, it's not like I got Maxim magazine all the time, all over the place, but I know the fellas. I know the fellas know what I'm talking about. I mean, don't leave me hanging, fellas, am I right? That way y'all don't know what I'm talking about, fellas. All right, get attention now. But this is the thing with me, and I got two really good questions for you. Here's the thing. The reason why I love your sound and City High and the type of music that you guys produce was because the message that you guys put out. You guys were all about positive music. You were all about positive music, and which is sorely lacking today. I mean, it's lacking so bad it's not even funny. You know, I think that's the reason why I love your music so much. That's why the City High anthem was one of my favorites, because it had a really great message behind it. It wasn't just great music. It had a really great message behind it. And I think, you know, that type of music that we had in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and in the early 2000s, that was the reason why music was so popular then, because we had a lot of positive artists and a lot of positive music. And I think that's the reason why so many people are turning away from a lot of the new music today and listening to mainstream radio, because it's not a lot of that today, and that's why people tend to go back and listen to, you know, some of the old music, you know, like
your music.
Some of the other artists, you know, back then. But, you know, with that being said, you know, a lot of people just feel like, you know, that type of music, that creativity and that you know, that positivity, you know, the type of music that our kids today definitely need to be listening to, and they definitely need to get messages from. You know, we just don't hear that today, and that's why so many people are turning away from it. And people tend to think that R&B is dead. I mean, why do you think so many people aren't, you know, just not feeling it like they used to?
Well, you know what? I wouldn't say R&B is dead, because, you know, everybody, we're all gifted in different ways, and just like with art, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So there's some
That's
people
right.
who would say, man, R&B is great right now, and then there's some people who feel differently. So I guess, you know, it depends on the listener. As far as positive music goes, I do agree that there's some lacking as far in R&B particular. But I plan on doing some positive music, so, you know, you can pick up my album soon.
That's good to hear.
I do, though, but really, I mean, I don't know. I guess I know what you mean, though, because I know when I was struggling really hard, I couldn't find anything outside of listening to older music or listening to gospel music to lift me up. You know, I couldn't really find anything recent in R&B that I could listen to that
exactly.
would get me out of my feeling like, ooh, I need something to lift me up today. Today is rough. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I see what you're saying, and I wouldn't say that R&B is dead, because it's alive in its own way, with, you know, in a different way. But as far as positivity is concerned, yes, I would say that is lacking in R&B.
Absolutely. Now I know that you know, you're currently working on your solo project right now. Just mm-hmm. so the fans, you know. What can the fans expect from your new album?
Man, expect you know, I'm a very passionate, loving person. You can expect some good love songs in there, and definitely some things to lift you out of a little bit when those days when you're feeling like the day is, whew, I gotta really peel myself through this. I got to push myself through this day. I'm going to try to make some songs to get you through. And okay. some not too preachy, but a little bit of awareness, you know, and some singing, you know. Be singing.
Not some singing. Not some singing.
Not singing. Not S-I-N-G.
Singing.
I heard that. Singing.
We need some more singing. That's what we need. We need more singing.
Yes, we need singing.
now, my last question for you, you know, for all the, you know, all the newbies in the business and all the up and coming artists and, you know, independent artists that are striving to, you know, to make their careers come alive and make their dreams come true in the music business, you know, just trying to be where you are right now and just trying to make it happen for them. For those artists, what advice do you have for them, you know, for them, just thinking about, you know, what you've gone through and the, you know, the trials that you've been through and where you are right now? What advice do you have for them?
Well, I'll tell you this. For each individual, it's different for everybody. But I'll just tell you from what I've been through. You know, I know how it feels to feel like, you know, man, I don't want to be chasing this forever and nothing come of it and waste my years away. You know, I was at the point where my son was turning 10 this year, and I said, man, he's going to be a teenager soon, which means he'll be graduating high school and he'll be going to college. And I don't want him to not choose whatever college that he's capable of going to because of my lack of being able to financially back him up in that area. And this business is very shaky, and it's very, even once you get on, it's hard to keep. You know, you have to really be wise with the way that you handle your money and the way you invest things and the way you plan with your taxes and everything else. And you got to stay on the grind. So it's hard to for that to be lucrative in this business. And
exactly.
I was at the point where I said, you know what? My son's going to be graduating. That's going to be right around the corner. I have to do something else. And all these little businesses that we spoke about earlier that I was trying to start were not doing well. And I even had real estate, and real estate plummeted. And sometimes things just happen around the world that we can be we're out of control of. So I thought about going. I signed up to go to the military. I was going to the military. I was going to the Air Force Reserves. But I stopped one day and I prayed. I talked to God and I said, you know what, because every day people complain. Stop complaining. Thank God for what you have. We can turn a knob and water comes out of it.
Come on.
Your children are healthy. You are healthy. If you're not, you're alive. You put your hand on your chest and you feel your heart beating. You're still alive. So there's still a reason to be here. There's still something for you to do. So you stop. Nothing less that your heart's still beating.
Right.
And we know there's somebody out there who got it worse. There is.
That's right.
So
that's
I said, Lord, I know there's somebody out there who got it worse, but don't forget about me, God. And I promise that very next day was when I got the text from the executive producer, Phil Thornton, of R&B Divas LA.
Okay.
And he said, hey, I'm from R&B Divas LA. Please give me a call back. Blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, you know, because I got a few other little things. And I called the overtime, you know, come to find out if I were to take it the same date that I would have to take my final test for, the Air Force would be the date I would have to fly out. So I had to make a decision, take this road or take that road. And
right.
I prayed again. So whatever your belief system is, whatever your spiritual, whatever it is, pray. There is a God. If you don't believe in him,
absolutely.
He's there. Look at the sky.
Absolutely.
There's proof every day. See a pregnant woman walking around. I mean, we don't make that by ourselves. That's nothing but a miracle. So that's all I have. That's my best advice. You pray and you be thankful for what you do have. No more complaining. Just pray, be thankful. God gave you a gift for a reason, and it's going to be used to touch somebody. If it's not used to touch the masses, that's okay.
Yes.
You know? And that's just my advice.
Well, that's some strong advice, and that's some definite advice that some of the new artists should definitely take heed to and definitely listen to, and I thank you for that wholeheartedly. Ms. Fabulous, do you have any closing comments for our Claudette?
Oh, most certainly. You know, this was supposed to have been an industry interview, but this has been more so as a teaching moment, wake-up call. I have learned so much from Claudette Ortiz on tonight. You know, I wanted to say Puerto Rico, Ayete, stand up. Yes. Hello. Yes. You know, so what I want to say that, you know, you're just so motivational, and I've learned in my life, you know, even going through, you know, a stint of homelessness myself, for every minor setback, the masses prepares for a major comeback. Claudette Ortiz, this is your major comeback. You know,
yes.
You've sacrificed, you've made your mark in the industry world, and now you're setting the precedence as well as a model for, you know, people that look like you, for people who want to be you, and for people who would definitely strive to appreciate the things that you've gone through. You know, and it's a different in each case scenario. Yes. You know, so you have to accept it. You have to accept the calling. You have to prepare for it. And nothing just happens. The text, you know, from the executive producer, it was meant for you. So again, with that, you know, like they say, use your powers for good. I think that you're not even saying, I know for a fact that you're doing that because you're making the impact. And you've made an impact on me tonight and, you know, millions of listeners and thousands of listeners, you know, and all it is just one. And three or more touch and agree. So we agree with the four of us here in the studio. We agree that you will be nothing shy of successful. And I just wish you all the best.
Thank
and I'm
you.
An even bigger fan today.
I received that.
Come on now. I'm just
thank you so much.
I love this. Positive. You know?
Yes. Yeah, we need to do a homeless movement, definitely. The Outer Show Radio Network. If you're listening and Claudette
no
Ortiz, need to make a bond and do a, you know, a homeless movement because, again, you know, people are not looking for handouts today. People are looking for a hand up, be it, you know, monetarily, physically, or just words of wisdom. And that's what you've provided here on tonight. You know, making the transition from the East Coast to the West Coast, that was a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, you know,
yes.
It's all said and done. You are doing your thing, and I'm very proud of you. And just keep doing it for the people.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes.
Ray,
I appreciate you. Thanks for having me tonight.
Yes, of course. Of course I do. I wanted to say that, you know, God is good. I mean, you have a testimony. You know, anytime you can go from not knowing what's your next move is going to be to something that great, I mean, you have to be in God's favor. And just listening to you talk and some of what you are saying, I mean, you sound like a very humble person, and you also sound like that you may be what's missing in music today. We need that peace, that positivity, that just the will to do better, you know. And I pray that God continues to bless you. You know, it's time for you to stand up and accept all of his glory, you know.
That's right.
That's
right.
Yes. Thank you.
And Carter, I just want to say from myself and Ms. Fabulous and Rayco, you know, the DL Radio Network, we thank you so much for joining us tonight on the show. It was an absolute honor to have you on the show with us. We enjoyed having you on. You're no longer a guest. You're a family member on this network now, so you're always welcome. We're going to continue to keep supporting you and everything that you're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you guys check out R&B Divas LA on Wednesday night, 10, 9 Central, and check your local listings for your TV One network. And definitely make sure you guys check it out. It's a fantastic show. All the ladies are wonderful. And Claudette, we look forward to the new album. Definitely make sure I'm gonna hit your piece up and tell them to make sure they send it our way as soon as it comes out so we can get it in airplay. I know everybody's gonna want to hear it. I also look forward to the film projects that you're working on right now. I definitely can't wait to see what you have in store for film as well.
Get it, girl.
Yes. Just keep an eye out, please. Keep an eye out.
Absolutely.
I will be around. You can also listen to the music I've made over the years on YouTube for free. It's all over there. Just things that I've done here and there throughout my 20s.
Okay.
No doubt.
If you want to
catch
up on things. Nice. Yes. And,
if anybody wanted to connect with you, online, like Facebook, Twitter. Are you connecting on Facebook and Twitter as well?
I'm not on Facebook, but I am on Twitter and Instagram. It's my Claudette, M as in Mary, Y, Claudette.
There it is. Well, Claudette, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It was a blessing. It was a blessing to have you on the show with us. And you definitely inspired me tonight, so thank you so much for joining us and continue to wow us on R&B Divas. We're going to continue to keep watching. Like I said, I definitely can't wait to hear the new album.
All right,
and,
thank
you. We're going to keep supporting you, absolutely. We're definitely going to keep supporting you. And you have a blessed night, and continue to keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, man, thank you.
Thank you,
Claudette. Thank you so much. Thank y'all. Have a good night.
Yes,
I'm
going to
get back
that,
to my
girl.
Kids. I got to clean the kitchen, you know.
All that
mommy time,
huh? It's mommy time, no.
Super mom, yes. Have a good night, honey.
Have a blessed
all right.
night.
Thank you guys so much. God bless.
Okay.
God bless you,
thank
too.
Thank you. Mwah.
The Hour Radio Network, ladies and gentlemen, that was the beautiful Miss Claudette Ortiz from R&B Divas LA from the hit group City High joining us tonight. Definitely make sure you guys tune into R&B Divas LA Wednesday nights at 10, 9 Central. Check your local listings or your TV One network. Right now we got some more music. We got to get it in real quick. And I'm going to give you guys Bobby Brown and also one of Claudette's diva mate on R&B Diva, Miss Chante Moore, with her new single, Talking in My Sleep. Let's go right now. The Hour Radio Network Celebrity Thursday. D-Slay, Miss Fabulous, Ray Cole. We'll see you in a little bit. Don't go nowhere. You know it.
So you think you understand her, but you don't, cause every guy before you is brokenhearted too. And it's hard for her to pick up the pieces. And it's hard for her to say she believes in love. Cause she's giving up all of the things that she's been through. It's caused that you haven't got up.
That's
love. Girl, there's no pressure. I'm down for whatever.
Cause it's make it cry, and it hurts to make it cry.
Don't try to hide it. Love. I'm a champion, real life chef mechanism.
I should kill a meal for rat. It's not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
D. Slate here to tell you about a fantastic baby boy. Jaden Christopher is a five-month-old baby boy born with symptoms associated with Vactero syndrome. At this time, Jaden needs your help due to the many surgeries he has had to endure, and there are many more to come. To read and learn more about Jaden's story, you can go to his website, jadenrocks.com. That's jadenrocks.com. jadenrocks.com. It tells you about the fundraiser that is being held for Jaden, as well as how you can donate to his cause. Every little bit is greatly appreciated. Jaden, you rock. From the D-Hour Radio Network.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to D-Hour Radio Network. D. Slate, Miss Fabulous, Ray Cole in the building, playing all the hits. You know how we do it. That was another one of the beautiful R&B divas, Miss Michelle A, with her new single, Freedom to Love. Before that was Shantae Moore, Talking in My Sleep, and Bobby Brown with his new single, Damage, to get it in like that right here for the fit-in Celebrity Thursday. Getting it in now from my ladies on the show. I got some information that I actually didn't know about myself. I ran across this this article. Justin Guarini, runner-up from the original, the very first American Idol showcase, American Idol Season 1, discusses post-Idol struggles in a shocking open letter. 11 years ago, memorably curl top contestant Justin Guarini made it to the final, the finale in the inaugural season of American Idol. Though he placed second, his future still seemed bright. At the time, it wasn't hard to imagine that he'd go on to have a successful career and as a worthy opponent from winner Kelly Clarkson from American Idol. But that was not the case. His self-titled solo album from RCA Records was a flop, selling only a roughly 150,000 copies. He was subsequently dropped from the label. From Justin to Kelly was a box office was not a box office success. Justin went on to eke out a modest career for himself in theater and TV hosting, but he fell on hard times, revealed in a surprisingly candid new blog post on his website entitled Early Morning Madness. The post was published Wednesday, detailed a brutal downward slide since his American Idol days, including confessions that he skips meals to make sure his wife and children have enough to eat, that he envies those who know where their next meal is coming from, and that he lives in fear of a breakdown. Sounds grim, however, in an odd twist, Justin abruptly took down his site Thursday and snapped via Twitter that his post was misunderstood, saying that the media completely missed the point of his letter. He added, news isn't news anymore, and I'm somewhere near poverty. He says, I'm okay. We say admitting that one can't offer to feed the family is about as close to poverty as anyone could get, but this is Justin's truth, apparently. His open letter is still a must-read for any current or future Idol contestant who naively believes that competing on a TV talent show will lead to guaranteed fame and fortune. Ray, what you think?
I mean, it's unfortunate if she is living like that. I mean, but we just spoke with Claudette. She was nominated for a Grammy, and she faced hard times, you get what I'm saying? So, I mean, it seems like he was probably a little naive in his thinking. Maybe if he thought that going on American Idol was going to make him some big star. I mean, it worked for some people, but it doesn't work for everybody.
That's right.
I mean, it's just an unfortunate series of events for him, and that just shows everybody that you should have some type of backup plan.
Absolutely. Ms. Fabris, what do you think?
You know, I have to concur with Ray, and so on so many levels, you know, being on television doesn't make you a star. It just makes that you're capable of, you know, displaying your talents and showing your talents. However, you know, it's this thing called the working poor. And this is real. It doesn't matter, again, who's in, you know, political office or so on and so forth. You know, it's just really, really difficult right now. Years ago, you know, it could be one or two people in a household that are of a non, you know, entertainment status that would be doing very well, you know. But now even with two people on television, to industry people in a household today, people are still considered to be the working poor. It is so much more that we have to ascertain and to keep, and not living beyond our means, just normalclature things that we have to attend to. But, you know, I said all of that to say this. You know, by him sharing or disseminating that information, I don't think it was a pity party. I don't think it was to, you know, engrossly, you know, unjust the persons that are associated with, you know, American Idol. I think it was his struggle, and he has a right and an entitlement to share that. And, you know, again, sometimes what we do is not for us. It may be for the next person.
I absolutely agree, and I agree with both you guys. I think that, you know, some individuals get blessed with fame and success, and some don't. I mean, there's quite a few American Idol contestants who probably thought by being in the top 10, you know, that they were going to be okay, and some of them, you know, aren't, you know, some of them aren't as famous as they were when they were on the show right now. So I think that it also goes into, you know, I mean, some people get breaks and some people don't, but that doesn't mean that to not keep striving and not keep working hard on, you know, trying to be where you want to be. You just can't give up on it. But I think that I agree with them and with Justin as well, you know, to any of the future Idol contestants or any of the Idol contestants who's been in the previous, you know, two or three seasons, you know, to understand that just because you were on a national hit show like that, you know, it doesn't mean that you're going to be successful. You just got to keep working hard, whether you're on a show or not, and whether you're in the limelight or not, you still got to keep working hard to be that success. And once you be that success, you know, you can't stop thinking that it's all glory now. It's all, you know, it's all roses, you know, and rose petals. You know, once you're in the limelight, thinking that it's all just going to start being easy street, and it's not, because once you get in the limelight, you still got to keep working hard to stay that success, because, you know, people don't stay superstars forever. So, you know, you just gotta keep working on it, and definitely, you know, prayers go out to Justin and his family, and hopefully he'll definitely be able to get back on his feet again and, you know, make his dreams come true and get back to, you know, to where he wants to be. But, you know, in the meantime, you know, he's loving his family and he's taking care of them just like any man would. So I definitely commend you on that, Justin. Keep your head up, you know, bro, and just keep doing your thing. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, off that particular topic, I want to go ahead and play City High's Grammy-nominated hit single, What Would You Do, when we come back. We got the Fab Fabulous News, so you better make sure you don't go nowhere. City High, What Would You Do? You better take a listen. We'll be right back.
Boys and girls want to hear a true story. Saturday night was at this real wild party. They had a had to let go. Flow in the cup, about 5-6 strippers trying to work for a buck. Then I took one girl outside with me. Her name was Lonnie. She was the junior high with me. I said, why you up in there dancing for cash? I said, the whole lot of things since I've seen you last. She said,
what would you do if someone's at home? Crying all alone on the bedroom floor because he's hungry. And the only way to feed him is to sleep with a man for a little bit of money and his daddy's gone. Somewhere smoking rock now. In and out of lockdown. I ain't got a job now. So for you, this is just a good sign. But for me, this is for us all night.
Girl, you ain't the only one with a baby. Living all crazy. Then she looked me right square in the eye. Said, every day I wake up hoping to die. Said, nigga, I know about pain, cause me and my sister ran away so my daddy couldn't rape us. Before I was a teenager, I'd have been through more shit. You can't even relate to.
What would you do if the sun was at home? Crying all alone on the bedroom floor.
Wait a second, man. Something just ain't sounding right. You trying to tell me your girlfriend couldn't just go out and get a regular job? Man, shorty's going through the same thing, yo. If I ever ran into your girlfriend, I'd probably say,
hold up. What would you do? Get up on my feet and let go of every issue. What would you do? Cause I wouldn't want my baby to go through what I went through. Come on, what would you do? Get up on my feet and stop making tired excuses. What would you do?
Get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit me. Get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy yet. Glad, moonwalking. And this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Hustling, chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four-track busting. Halfway across that city with the back question. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't. tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Here we go back, this is the moment. Tonight is the night, we'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Here
we go back.
Go fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We raw. Gonna go off, gone. Houston's goodbye. I got a world to see. And my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer. Nah, I never ever put it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people. Now, sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands, this is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
And we go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
We go back.
This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
And
we go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
We go back.
This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew!
Wait.
Mom, what?
Huh? What? Hold
What'd
on.
What'd you say? Wait a second, what?
This weekend... Unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. D-Hour Radio Network, D-Slate, Miss Fabulous Ray called in the building plan. All right, ladies and gentlemen, back again. Sorry, my pizza just showed up. I had to pay the pizza man and get my pizza real quick because, you know, D-Slate got to get his eat. D-Slate got to get his eat on, too. So, but I got a fan, ladies and gentlemen, getting it in for the fit-in tonight. Thank you guys so much for joining us on Celebrity Thursday tonight. We're having a wonderful time. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for what we like to call the Fabulous News right here on the D-Hour Radio Network. And you just better understand that that's how we do it right here on the network. Miss Fabulous, what do you have for us?
Yes, good evening to all of our listening audience, near and far, the D-Hour Show Radio Network, another wonderful Thursday for Celebrity Thursdays. Our guest on tonight was R&B diva L.A., Miss Claudette Ortiz. Yes, doing fabulous things, pun intended, and a new forthcoming album, my understanding, one of the best producers in the industry, Hey, 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 yes, 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 so I cannot wait for her forthcoming project. project. She was a delight to be on the show on tonight. In other news, Kanye West booed at a Los Angeles Dodgers game with Rob Kardashian, soon to be brother-in-law, should I say. Dodger Stadium was a great place on Wednesday night for everyone except for Mets fans and Kanye West, the rapper. A new dad welcomed daughter North with Kim Kardashian in June. He didn't take a break from diaper duty to join the baseball game in L.A. on August the 14th, per the social media states. Kanye West just shown on a Dodger Stadium, you know, billboard, and was booed. Are you serious right now? A short time later, the rapper's seats had been upgraded. Kanye West moved just to the second row near the Mets dugout. You better go, Kanye West. He's not no gold digger. He is the one that's doing the thing, right? But also, Robin Thicke is at the Dodgers game, too, and he gets a loud ovation. Hey, hey, hey. It must have been those blood lines. Yes. Kourtney Kardashian. What's up with the Kardashian slams ridiculous lies about Scott? Ugh, I don't want to touch that one. I'm going to move on. Hey, hey, hey. But in other news, for people born in August, we have the late, great Whitney Houston. She has a birthday forthcoming. Rest in peace to the diva herself. Again, happy belated birthday to the United States President of these. Yes. Well, I said that in reverse. But happy belated birthday, 52nd birthday, to President Barack Obama. And Michael Jackson, he's bad. And if you don't love him, just beat it. Yes, Michael Jackson has a birthday coming up on the 29th of August. So, you know, we're going to dance like we're machines, should we say. And just moving along, Angelina Jolie's daughter, Vianney, I believe. I hope it's not what I think it is. You know, a lot going on in the news with that. Wow, First Lady Michelle Obama's DNA test show that a slave owner was an ancestor. There's a lot going on in the fabulous news. Don't forget that August is Black Business Month. Also, Truancy Awareness Month. And What Will Your Legacy Be Month. It's been another wonderful segment in the fabulous news. I want you to continuously listen to the D.I. Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, Before You Live, Miss Fabulous. Now back to you, D. Slate. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Blur lines. That was a fabulous, fabulous news. Thank you, Miss Fabulous, for that. I got something real quick before we get into some more music. This is a, you know, I want to say this. I made a comment about this on some previous shows. You know, I talked about shark attacks when I was talking about how it's starting to become frequent and a lot more than usual. I'm kind of concerned as to why it's becoming more frequent than usual. Usually throughout the year, you may hear about somewhere between maybe 5 to 10 shark attacks. Maybe last year alone there was 80 shark attacks recorded that was publicized. This year, I think the number is pretty high. This year, that's getting up there. I talked about one particular shark attack that was recent, maybe a week or so ago. Now I'm reading another article. Woman swimming off the South Maui beach loses arm in suspected shark attack. A German woman has been critically injured in a suspected shark attack off South Maui. Maui County emergency responders say the woman's right arm was severed as she snorkeled about 50 yards offshore at Paluau Beach. The woman, who was about 20 years old, was helped to shore by two male friends and a kayaker and rushed to Maui Memorial Medical Center. The Honolulu Star advertiser reports that the attack was the fifth off Maui this year. and the eighth in Hawaii this year, according to state data. Last year saw 11 attacks, the most, you know, in a dozen, in a dozen years, as far above, you know, the annual average of 4.75. The woman's friends did not see the attack, and Maui Fire Services Chief Lee Magniga said that it was assumed but not confirmed that she was attacked by a shark. This is crazy. I really say this, you know, to individuals out there that, you know, people, you really need to be paying attention to what's going on in the news and really checking out, you know, internet news articles and news articles that's on the news, because you got to be aware of what's going on in your surroundings and what's going on around you. Me, if I'm an avid swimmer or surfer or whatever the case may be, then I'm going to be paying close attention to different things like this and different statistics like this, because I'm not going to want to be a statistic. You know, I'm not going to want to be attacked. For some reason, the sharks are becoming very aggressive and they're attacking human beings like crazy. So I think people need to be really cautious, man. If you want to get out there swimming in those oceans, you need to be really cautious about what you're doing, because the thing that we fail to understand is that that's their home. That's where they live. You know, that's what people keep saying. People keep, you know, forgetting that that's where sharks live. They live in the ocean. They live in the seas. You know, that's where they live at. So when you go out there and you go swimming and snorkeling and surfing and diving or whatever the case may be, you take a chance on being attacked. You know, you take that chance, you know. So I think that people need to just, you know, it's starting to get a little bit more abnormally frequent than usual, and I think people really, you know, need to start paying more close attention to it. And I hope that, you know, people are reading these articles and people are, you know, paying attention to some of these things, because, like I said, I think it's really important, you know, to know about different things like this, because you don't want to be caught off guard just in case something is really happening and something is really going on. You know, as an example, I'm pretty sure it's a whole lot of people out there that probably don't know that under Yellowstone Park, in the United States, under Yellowstone Park is a supervolcano, you know, which supposedly this supervolcano which was supposed to erupt like every 10,000 years. And guess what? 10,000 years was up a long time ago. So, you know, I think it's really important to read about different things and research and know different things like that, because if something pop off, if something happens, you don't want to be running around talking about what's going on, why is everybody running and screaming, what's happening, I don't know what's going on, because you wasn't paying attention, or reading articles or paying attention to the news or knowing what was happening around you. So I think it's really important, you know, for people to know their surroundings and know what's going on in the country and know what's going on with nature and know what's going on, you know, with animal life and just different things. Like, I think it's really important for people to know those things, because, you know, you don't want to be caught off guard. I mean, what do you think, Ms. Fabio?
Well, I think I made this statement openly before, and you just expounded upon it. You know, these are natural animals or mammals or creatures that are being disturbed by humans, you know, years and eons ago, AD, BC, you know, where our ancestors, we were more immune and in tune to animalistic ways of how to deal with nature. We sung with nature. We hung out with nature. You know, we were able to kind of be one, if better terms will allow. But now when you go and you disrupt someone's habitat or atmosphere, you're going to have problems, you know, because, again, it's not because they're lashing out. A lot of times they can be scared, or the first instinct is to be a natural instinct, and that is to protect themselves and their own. So unless, you know, you're able to be equipped and trained, and even in those regards, man can never beat nature. You know, man versus nature, or nurture. You know, I just think we need to stay in our lanes.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Ray, what you think?
Well, I do agree with you, mind. He always told me you need to pay attention to what's going on in the world and around you. So I try to, you know, peek my head in at the news every now and then. Sometimes you got to weed out the craziness that they're talking about in order to get to what you really need to know. But I will say this about the sharks. The only way one is going to get me is if you swim up the Mississippi River, take a cab and come to my house.
No, that's right.
Yeah, I'm not going to be out there right. Fooling with no sharks, okay? No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh, you said the only way a shark going to get you is if the doorbell ring, eh?
Yeah,
you're going
to have to come to my crib and get me, honey,
because
it ain't going down.
Yeah, I got a pepperoni pizza here for Ray Cole.
I'm be looking out the window like, we ain't ordered no pizza.
Well, the only way a shark is going to be in my house is watching Shark Tales on DVD.
There it is. There it is.
Hello, right, the Animal Planet.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I'm just saying, I mean, you know, people pay attention, you know, just know what's going on, man. You don't want to be running around here like a chicken with his head cut off, not knowing what's going on and, you know, what's happening, what is this, what not. You just got to be mindful about, you know, you're always hearing things about stuff going on with bees and mosquitoes and snakes and just so many different things and hurricanes and, you know, earthquakes, and people, just pay attention to what's going on around you, because you don't want to be lost to the fact and just not knowing what's happening. If something jump off and something's happening and you sitting there dumbfounded because you don't know what's going on. I just think, you know, read a little bit more, man. Just pay attention to your surroundings, you know, pay attention to what's going on, you know, in the country and, you know, with the environment and with nature and different things like that. Just know what's going on. I think it's beneficial to really know what's happening.
Hey, B-Play, can I jump in here real quick? Can I
go
say
ahead.
Something real quick? More than less, too, you know, it all depends on where you are spiritually. You know, the writing is on the wall for a lot
that's
of different
right.
things. Again, that's where you are, you know, independently and spiritually and to what you believe. So we're not trying to conform any of our listening audience to anything in which we believe. We're just disseminating the news, and it's up to you to research. And that's what I tell
that's
people.
Right.
People can tell you that the sky is blue, but how do you actually know that the sky is blue? How do you actually know the sky is not the ground, the ground is not the sky? You have
right.
to be responsible for your own knowledge. When you go through school, you have no other choice because you're a child. And as a child, you think as a child. But as you become an adult, your thoughts and your interests should peak otherwise. So you have to learn because, again, what we do, you can either be affected or infected. So remember that. Remember that.
Yes.
Your choices are not just your choices. Things that are happening around, be it, you know, weather conditions or, you know, animal sightings. You know, every year something different. Some massive of the birds flying backwards. Crows are falling from the sky dead. Frogs falling from the sky. You know, blue lagoons ice skating in New York. I'm just being facetious, but the point taken is that, you know, it's going to be continuation of occurrences, and it's up to you to receive the information and move forward with that. And that's my, you know, stepping stone.
There it is.
And soapbox.
No doubt. No doubt, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, D-Hour Radio Network, D-Slate, Miss Fabulous, Ray Cole. It is now time for D-Slate to blow off the dust. Hold on, I'm sorry.
Don't hurt the show.
That's a lot of dust. That's a lot of dust right there. Excuse me. It's time for D-Slate to blow the dust off of them. Old school double play right here on Celebrity Thursdays. D-Hour Radio Network getting it in. I got some Earth, Wind, and Fire. I got some Chaka Khan. D-Slate to blow the dust off of them. Old school double play. You better get your listen on when we come back. We're going to be closing it out with you guys tonight on this fantastic show that we had on this lovely Thursday. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Blow the dust off of it. Old school double play right here on the DL Radio Network.
Mm-hmm. I won't love you anyway. might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
D-Slate, Miss Fabulous, Ray Cole back for Celebrity Thursday, BL Radio Network, getting it in. D-Slate's Blow the Dust Off of Them, Old School Double Play, Chaka Khan, Sweet Thing, Earth, Wind, and Fire, That's the Way of the World, doing it like that as always, playing all your favorite hits. Right now it's the closeout time. We're going to go ahead and start closing it down for you. I want to let you know we had a fantastic time on the show with the lovely Miss Claudette Ortiz. Big shout out to her for joining us tonight on the show. It was an absolute honor to have her on the show with us tonight. Definitely make sure you guys check her out, as well as the other lovely divas on R&B Divas LA Wednesday night, 10, 9 Central on your TV One local network. Check your local channels to find out where you can view R&B Divas LA in your respective state where you reside at. And getting it in, as always, I just want to say that if you have a business, if you have a website you'd like to advertise on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you have to do is hit us up, dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com. Ray, what's your closing comments for tonight?
Well, I'd like to thank all of the listeners for listening. You could have been anywhere doing anything in the world, but you chose to spend time with us tonight. So God bless, you know, and have a good rest of the night.
That's right. God bless you and everything that you do. Miss Fabulous, any closing comments for tonight?
Absolutely. Tonight, I concur, has been a epic evening. Definitely enjoyed the words of wisdom and encouragement of the very beautiful and talented R&B Diva LA. I'm talking about no other than Claudette Ortiz. She was great. I mean, thoroughly enjoyed her. And absolutely, always, I enjoy hanging out with family. Ray, always a delight. D-Slay, always a pleasure and an honor as well. And just wanted to say, you know, the best of luck and the best of success to, you know, not just Claudette Ortiz, but to all of the R&B Divas LA. It's a wonderful lineup, wonderful, you know, combination or collaboration of women who are making an impact. And to our other guest that we had on the show not too long ago, Marcus Houston, he will be performing in LA in a private event at the Grammy Awards Museum. So I wanted to say, you know, congratulations and much success with that, and definitely the D-Hour Show Radio Network, you know, you always have our support. So shout out to them, shout out to Richard Hall as manager, and to all the other persons who are involved. And in the state of Virginia, I also want to add, looking forward this weekend to the Caribbean Fest. Always a great time when you're able to celebrate culture and do family outings. So looking forward to that. We just want to just thank all of you for continuously tuning in and continue to do so to support the D-Hour Show Radio Network.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Thanking you guys so much, as always. I want to say as well, for all the comedy fans, all the Chicagoans, everybody in Chicago, Illinois, make sure you come out to the Labor Day weekend comedy jam on August 31st. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the Airy Crown Theater. Make sure you guys check out Eddie Griffin, starring Eddie Griffin with Bruhman from the Martin TV show, comedian T-Thang, and the beautiful Miss Kim Whitley is going to be all-star in that comedy jam. So definitely make sure you guys check it out. Get your tickets at the Airy Crown Theater, and it's going to be a blast. So definitely make sure you guys call your Ticketmaster for tickets. Definitely make sure you guys get it in with the Labor Day weekend comedy jam, August 31st, starring Eddie Griffin, Bruhman, G-Thang, and Kim Whitley. So definitely make sure you guys get out and check that out. And again, I want to thank you guys so much
for joining us for this lovely show tonight. I want to thank, you know, my lovely ladies, Miss Fabulous and Ray Cole. I'm so blessed to be surrounded by such beautifully talented and inspirational individuals, and they make it possible for me to do everything I'm doing, you know, here on the DR Radio Network. So I'm so blessed to have them. I love them, you know. Definitely can't wait to you know, give you guys, you know, even more great radio in the future. So just keep tuning in with us and hanging out as always. And with that being said, I want to leave you guys off with my brother, Noel Gordine, with his single You're My Music by Brian Culbertson, right here on the DR Radio Network. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy the rest of your blessed Thursday night. Make sure you tune in to Indie Up Saturday, this Saturday, with myself, Ray Cole, and No Reason. We're going to be getting in for Indie Up Saturday for all the independent artists and up-and-coming artists. Got some great music and interviews. Definitely make sure you guys keep in tune, and we'll see you guys then. Right now, we want to say be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you guys next time. Noel Gordine, You Are My Music, right here on the DR Radio Network.
Peace.
Good night.
Oh, baby, 'cause every time I tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the Starship, the hottest station show. I love the underground artists. Yeah.